Chapter 13. The Baudelaires looked at the Quagmires, and the Quagmires looked at the Baudelaires, and then all five children looked at the mob. All the members of the Council of Elders were walking together, their crow-shaped hats bobbing in unison. Mrs. Morrow was leading a chant of, "Burn the orphans! Burn the orphans!" which the Verhoogen family was taking up with spirit, and Mr. Lesko's eyes were shining as brightly as his torch. The only person missing from the mob was Detective Dupin, who the children would have expected to be leading the crowd. Instead, Officer Luciana walked in front, scowling below the visor of her helmet as she led the way in her shiny black boots. In one white-gloved hand, she was clutching something covered in a blanket, and with the other hand she was pointing at the terrified children. "There they are!" Officer Luciana cried, pointing her white-gloved finger at the five terrified children. "They have nowhere else to go!" "She's right," Klaus cried. "There's no way to escape!"
"Machina!"
Sunny shrieked. "There's no sign of Deus Ex Machina, Sunny," Violet said, her eyes filling with tears. "I don't think anything helpful will arrive unexpectedly."
"Machina!"
Sunny insisted, and pointed at the sky. The children took their eyes off the approaching mob and looked up, and there was the greatest example of Deus Ex Machina they had ever seen. Floating just over the children's heads was a superlative sight of the self-sustaining hot air mobile home. Although the invention had been quite marvellous to look at in Hector's studio, it was truly wondrous now that it was actually being put to use. And even the angry citizens of VFD stopped chasing the children for a moment, just so they could stare at this amazing sight. The self-sustaining hot air mobile home was enormous, as if an entire cottage had somehow detached itself from its neighbourhood and was wandering around the sky. The 12 baskets were all connected and floating together like a group of rafts, with all of the tubes, pipes and wires twisted around them like a huge piece of knitting. Above the baskets were dozens of balloons in varying shades of green. Fully inflated, they looked like a floating crop of crisp, ripe apples glistening in the last light of the afternoon. The mechanical devices were working at full force, with flashing lights, spinning gears, ringing bells, dripping faucets, whirring pulleys, and 100 other gadgets all going at once. But miraculously, the entire self-sustaining hot air mobile home was as silent as a cloud. As the invention sailed toward the ground, the only sound that could be heard was Hector's triumphant shout.
"Here I am!"
the handyman called from the control basket. "And here it is, like a bolt from the blue. Violet, your improvements are working perfectly. Climb aboard, and we'll escape from this wretched place." He flicked a bright yellow switch, and a long ladder made of rope began to unfurl down to where the children were standing.
"Because my invention is self-sustaining," he explained, "it isn't designed to come back down to the ground, so you'll have to climb up this ladder."
Duncan caught the end of the ladder and held it for Isadora to climb up.
"I'm Duncan Quagmire," he said quickly, "and this is my sister, Isadora."
"Yes, the Baudelaires have told me all about you," Hector said. "I'm glad you're coming along. Like all mechanical devices, the self-sustaining hot air mobile home actually needs several people to keep it running."